You're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Lori Walsh. As one of the first towns in Dakota Territory, Vermilion had a prominent role in the early territorial settlement of the Missouri River Basin. But it all came to an end in the spring of 1881. For today's Images of the Past, we're going to take a look at how a natural disaster wiped out the town and forced residents to choose between abandoning what was left or rebuilding it from scratch. Joining me for the conversation is Art Rush. He's a retired judge, a state senator, and author of an article, Vermilion Before the Flood, that was published a few years back in the South Dakota State Historical Society Journal. Judge Rush, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you.
This town of Vermilion that we know today originally was in an entirely different location. Take us back to 1859 or so, when people had been working so hard to build a community, and what happened next?
Well, Vermilion was quite different because the Missouri River at that time ran along the north side of the valley here, and the original town of Vermilion was built along the Missouri River, was a steamboat stop there along the river. And it was below the bluff. There's still houses there, there's still buildings there, but the entire town was originally below the bluff.
And how thriving was it at that point? I mean, what were some of the sort of milestones that we could see happening in that town?
Well, originally, Vermilion was the biggest town in the territory. It was actually the residents of Vermilion thought that they would be named the capital rather than Yankton when Dakota Territory was founded. And when President Lincoln named his family doctor from Springfield as the territorial governor, And he came overland from Sioux City, Vermilion thought that they would have a real chance of getting him to stop here and persuade him to name Vermilion as the capital. It didn't happen, probably because of Mary Todd Lincoln's cousin, J.B.S. Todd, who had been one of the landowners for the Yankton town site. And the speculation always has been that Dr. Jane had his orders from Mary Todd Lincoln to pick her cousin's town site rather than Vermilion.
All right, so this is Yankton Indian land. It's also a thriving fur trade area. It's not the first time really commerce has been successful in this part of the world.
Well, that's right. You know, Lewis and Clark had stopped here, and there had been fur traders up and down the river for quite a few years already. Fort Pierre upriver had been established. Fort Randall had been established. So, but this was still part of the Indian land, and the settlers were not allowed here until the 1858 treaty with the Yankton Sioux.
All right, let's jump ahead a little bit and talk about the flood and what exactly happened during that natural disaster.
Okay, well, all of your listeners are probably familiar with the Long Winter,
right.
Laura Ingalls Wilder's book about the Long Winter. And that was probably one of the most significantly difficult winters in this upper Midwest. She was quite a few miles north of the Vermilion area, but this whole area was covered with snow, and it snowed and snowed and snowed. And in the spring, when that snow all melted, it all came down the river.
When did people start realizing that it was a crisis?
Well, you know, it wasn't just Vermilion. Yankton, of course, was badly damage too in that flood, but it was in late March and early April that this happened.
What was destroyed? What was lost?
Well, essentially the entire downtown, the entire town below the bluff. At that point, there were a couple of houses that had been built up on the bluff. But most of the town was below the bluff, and the entire Broadway Street, today was the downtown district, and that was badly damaged. There were a couple of brick buildings that weren't damaged too badly, but a lot of the buildings were washed away and flooded and washed down the river. Hmm. The decision was made. Afterwards, there was a community meeting and to make a decision about whether to rebuild the town down along Broadway Street where it had been before, or whether to build up on the bluff. And the decision was made to build it up on the bluff.
So I'm looking through this article that you wrote for South Dakota History Magazine. I'm just really curious from, you know, you personally, as you dig through this information, what was it like to uncover some of these things? Where did you look? How did you find some of these stories?
Well, I've been a fan of Vermilion history ever since I've lived here, and so I had been familiar with many of these stories. Some of them I'd read from the history books. Some of them I'd talked to some of the old settlers here who had not been here at the time of the flood, but who had heard the stories, and I'd read a lot of the old newspaper articles.
What surprised you? Was there a moment where you thought, that's particularly, you know, the human drama is unfolding in that moment?
Well, you know, particularly knowing the streets and knowing, you know, where those buildings had been, and also, of course, knowing now that the river has changed channels and is on the far side of the valley now. And that actually ended up, during the years that I was a judge, one of the several lawsuits that I saw dealt with exactly where the South Dakota-North Dakota boundary is, and that was affected by the change of the river and the later settlement negotiated between South Dakota and Nebraska to change the boundary. But there's a lot of lawsuits that depends on exactly whether the issue took place in South Dakota or whether it took place in Nebraska.
That most likely was an interesting story to unfold. If you'd like to see some photos of how Vermilion looked after the flood, and you can find this interview and a transcript of it this afternoon. We've been talking with Art Rush. He is a retired judge, lawmaker, and wrote an article for South Dakota History Journal about the flood of Vermilion. Go to our website, sdpb.org/images of the past. Judge Rush, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.